In world news, Ukraine's interim government has warned that it will not give up the Crimean Peninsula, where Russian forces have surrounded military bases and other sites, but that it will try to resolve the crisis there peacefully. The announcement comes after Russian forces attempted to occupy a Ukrainian Air Force base and amid concerns over plans by Russian legislators to annex the region. Stefan Boss has this report.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andrei Desichia said Ukraine would do all in its power to prevent bloodshed in Crimea, where local authorities prepare for a referendum on joining Russia. He says Crimea was and will remain Ukrainian territory. Yet there was little sign of that Saturday amid fresh reports that about 100 armed men took control of a military office in the regional capital, Simferopol. Ukrainian officials also said Russian forces stormed a Crimean border control point early Saturday, beating up a senior officer, seizing the armory, and driving the officers' families from their living quarters. Additionally, 100 Russian troops and 50 members of what authorities call Crimean self-defense forces reportedly continue to blockade a ferry crossing point near the port of Kerch. On Friday, pro-Russian troops reportedly tried to smash open the gates of a Ukrainian Air Force base in Crimea, but the standoff eventually ended after Ukrainians refused to surrender and the Russian forces left. However, other military bases have been surrounded by pro-Russian forces across Crimea. Armed men have also refused for 3 consecutive days to allow military observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to enter the Crimea region, and at one point, warning shots were reportedly fired at the delegation. The military movements come ahead of a controversial referendum on March 16 over whether Crimea should join Russia. Leaders of both houses of Russia's parliament said that they would support a vote by Crimeans to break away from Ukraine and become a region of the Russian Federation, ignoring sanctions threats and warnings from the United States and other countries. However, commentators say the presence of as many as 30,000 Russian forces in Crimea have called into question Russia's relations with the West and its post-Cold War agreements on the sovereignty of nations that emerged from the collapse of the Soviet Union. Russia has warned the West over planned punitive measures, pledging to retaliate over an EU decision to freeze talks on visa-free travel. Moscow also says imposing sanctions on Russia will have negative consequences for the United States. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.